Seeing foreign cars filled with fuel, it isn't ours. And wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind hound farm. Semper-fied tattoo on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. He won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't prejudiced.
Little Toby Keith, Made in America. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for riding through the break. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. KFNS 590 The Fan. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. We're here in the bunker. We're having birthday cake for Matty G. We've got deer salami. Vogler Vogler's getting ready to bring the Gus pretzels in. Deer sausage was great this morning. And we had venison chili, so we're having a great Saturday morning to go with our Thomas coffee. Wow, Vogler Vogler. Wow.
Yeah, boy, this is a buzz this morning. I'm serious. We've had chili. We've had birthday cake.
It's great. It's great. Hey, we got a guest on the phone. We're going to talk about some duck and waterfowl decoys. Let's run out and grab Charlie Puckett with Flambeau. Hey, Charlie, welcome to the show, buddy. Go ahead, play a little duck. Hey, Charlie.
Yep.
There he is. We're going to play a little song for you, buddy. Hang on.
Sounds good.
Yeah. This is your intro.
I like it.
You're with Flambeau. How are you doing today, buddy? You doing good?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're on a sugar rush. Too much food in here this morning.
That's always a good thing.
That's not a bad thing. Got a lot of things going on at Flambeau, and we're going to get you back on later, as I mentioned in our conversation before we got you on the show. We want to talk about some of the turkey stuff. I know a couple of those rascals you guys work with, those, what are their names? Dury, something like that. I know those guys.
Them boys.
Yeah, we'll talk to you a little bit about some of their stuff and decoys and stuff later, but right now, let's talk about some of your duck decoys. You got a master series or something? Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have the master series, which is our classic line built off of carvings by Rich Smoker, Tom Christie, Dave Van Lannen. This was a hail back to the legacy of hand-carved decoys, and that's been our staple. And then we moved into launching our premier Stormfront 2 decoy line, which uses our U-Vision technology. No other decoy out there uses this. Are you familiar with U-Vision at all?
No, I'm not. Tell us about it.
So ducks and waterfowl, avian, the species in general, see light spectrum differently than humans. We cannot see certain levels of UV light. So ducks use UV signatures coming off of feathers to identify different species and basically be able to distinguish between what's a real decoy or what's a decoy and a live bird.
Okay.
So our Stormfront 2 decoys use U-Vision paint, where it's placed on the bird and reflects a UV signature that the birds can pick up on. So, I mean, we're trying to get as close to possible as a live bird as you can with a decoy.
Okay, that makes sense. Vogler Vogler, are you listening?
Yes, I am.
You're going to get an education today.
Well, I know about the color, so that's excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one thing to paint a decoy the right colors.
Uh-huh.
You got to make sure the mallard has the right colors. It's another thing to add that level of realism, makes it look real and alive to a flying bird.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Tell us some more about some of your other decoys.
So we have the Stormfront 2, which offers, I mean, anything from widgeon, pintail, mallards. They're built to last. I mean, one of what Flambeau stands for is we know what decoys go through year after year. They're built to be tanks. They're built to be thrown out in the spread again and again, withstand anything you can throw at them. And then also just really with the U-Vision paint technology and the carvings that we've designed to really just put the most realism in the spread as possible. So we have our Stormfront 2 line, which also does, we have Canada geese, white-fronted geese, snow geese, and then we have our Masters line, which has a diver, a bluebill, and Gadwall, and then mallards as well.
Okay. I see, Chris. See what you did. You did perfect, because I was going to ask you about goose decoys. And
yes.
You're all over it, Charlie.
Yes, we are. Full body, floaters, shells, all of that in the Stormfront 2 line incorporates that U-Vision technology as well.
Okay. Bogra Vogler, you have any questions?
Well, I just love that, you know, people oftentimes paint things to look like it's real, but the animal, the fish, they don't perceive that as real. So this is doing it, so it activates that other section of the brain so they're more comfortable.
I knew the Vogelvogler would have to say something, so I get him, let him throw him a little dog, a little bone once in a while.
I hear you. Yeah. One of the nice things about UV, too, is that, I mean, you can still get a sunburn and cloud cover, and that's the UV light coming through.
Okay. So
up in Northeast Ohio where we hunt, the ducks fly when the weather's the worst. I know it's the opposite down south. You want it clear, bright, sunny skies. That is actually, so if you have a foggy morning, low cloud cover, snow's falling, rain, whatever, when a duck might not normally see your spread, they will still be able to pick up on that UV signature because the UV light's actually still coming through the cloud.
Okay. I got a question just text in here real quick. On open water, how many duck decoys do you put out?
Depends on, so if we're hunting Lake Erie or one of a big local lake, I'll normally do anywhere between 3 and 4 dozen.
Okay.
And I'll group them into smaller groups. I try to do J-hooks and little donuts to show, because we get birds that are pushing fresh off of Canada over Erie, and then they hit mainland America to make their migration down south. So I try to create the simulation that these are new birds grouping up in unfamiliar territory.
Okay.
And so I use anywhere between 3, 4, sometimes 5 dozen of mixed breeds, mainly, and I'll throw in some divers as well.
Okay, down here in southern Missouri, down in southeast Missouri, they flood rice fields and stuff. They want to know what kind of decoy spread do you use in a flooded field setup?
In a flooded field, I try to run, I was just down in Stuttgart, and what we did is we ran lines. Normally you wouldn't run a line of mallards, but we run what kind of looks like angled lines, like rays.
Okay.
From the edge of the pit blind.
All right.
And so we would run mainly mallards and gadwalls, again, trying to, as though they're landing in the middle and then feeding towards the edge of the dike or towards the blind.
Okay.
And that's how I've usually run out of rice fields.
Okay. That sounds familiar, because I just did a hunt with the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame, and we were using some of your decoys, and the guy had a flooded rice field, and that's pretty much how he had things set up, and it was a pit blind too, exactly like that. Okay, what about timber, flooded timber type thing set up, smaller openings?
Flooded timber, I like to just put a big group in the middle, and then put the spinners on the outside. So depending which way the birds are working, and the wind, have them pass over the spinners, expecting to land in the group. I keep in flooded timber, I keep the number smaller. So I might do 2 groups. I found it more effective, 2 groups of 6 or 2 groups of 12, to give them room. I mean, you want to give them the comfort and the room of, hey, this is something where, you know, I can come party.
Okay.
Enough room. Yeah.
Do you do anything on the rivers with decoys, flowing water?
Here and there. I've done some Ohio River hunts, and then we'll also hunt the Cuyahoga here. The main thing is, we have to use long lines. And the nice thing about the Stormfront 2 keels, actually, is that you have different tie-off points. So in a river, when you have a current, if you do the tie-off on the front eyelet for your weight cord, you're going to end up having, even in the slightest current, you're going to have all the birds facing one direction.
Okay.
Unless they're swimming, if you have birds loafing or feeding or just kind of browsing, on a river, you're going to have them going in different directions. So the Stormfront 2 keels actually have patented tie-off points on 4 different locations. So you can tie off in the 2 spots in the middle, on the end, or the front or the back. So depending on how you want to tie it off, you can actually make it where the current ends up rotating the bird, the decoy, at a certain angle to just naturally give it more of a relaxed, look.
Okay. I got to tell you something. Years ago, working with Hunter Specialties, like back in the 80s, I went down to Louisiana, and we put out with a dealer, and we had their duck calls out. And the locals would come by and look down, and had half a dozen of them do this and look at me and said, you know what we call that down here? And I said, no, what's that? He said, a flaring tool. I always thought that was good. I know realism of duck calling is important. Hey, give us some information. How can people get more information about Flambeau?
So you can visit us at FlambeauOutdoors.com, or if you're looking to fill out your spread, you can also buy our duck decoys or goose decoys at your local retailer or some of the larger stores like Mills, Gander Mountain, Fleet Farm. We got them everywhere. They're easily accessible, ready for you to use.
Yeah, we got Gander Mountain here. We've got Bass Pro. We've got Cabela's. We've got lots of great stores here, Buckeyes. We've got Denny Dennis Sporting Goods. We've got a lot of great sporting goods stores here. So great stuff. Okay, you know, let's get you on another time, and let's have you do some duck calling and stuff for us, and then we'll do the turkey stuff.
I don't know if I'd be the right guy for that.
Oh, yeah, we got it. Hey, you're telling us about ducks. You're gonna have to do some duck calling for us, man.
I got to prove myself.
Yes, absolutely. You had a boy. All right, Charlie. What about
Vogelbach?
We're going to go.
Too.
Yeah, well, they got everything. I mean, we could do shows forever with these guys. Flambeau's got a great line of stuff. All right, Charlie. Hey, thanks for coming on the show this morning. Appreciate you taking the time to come on the show and visit with us.
Ray, thanks so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
All right, brother. Take care. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too.
Okay, we need to take a break, boys and girls, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.